A deadline looms at the end of this month that could result in the displacement of thousands of people in Detroit. 16,000 households across Wayne County face the threat of foreclosure, though for many, there are services and programs that can help stop that from happening. Ted Phillips is the executive director of the United Community Housing Coalition. He explains to WDET's Russ McNamara what this deadline means for homeowners behind on taxes.
March 31st is the last day by state law to take action to resolve that. And so April 1st, whoever hasn't is going to be losing their homes. There's also a larger number of homes that are believed to be investor-owned homes, tenant-occupied homes, that are also in the same predicament, a little bit different issue there, of course. We know from the past a lot of homes that are owner-occupied that do not go through the process of recording their ownership with the city by telling the city that they occupy, which is just a mistake on their part because it costs them more in taxes. But there may be additional owner-occupied homes we just don't know about. But a lot of people in jeopardy of losing their homes, and that's a real crisis. Those numbers have gone down over the last few years, but still, you know, 3,000 homes in one fell swoop is a lot of people affected.
Yeah, just how bad is the eviction and foreclosure problem in the city of Detroit, and has it gotten any better over the last few years?
With the COVID moratoriums and what have you, there's been a lot of difference in what it has been than what it was before. I mean, on the foreclosure end, for example, and there's two separate things, of course. On the foreclosure end, the Wayne County Treasurer has, for the last 2 years, basically suspended foreclosures. In 2020, they were all suspended. In 2021, all of the occupied homes were suspended. So there hasn't been, you know, for the last couple of years, much happening there. But we're sort of back to where we were before that at this point with, you know, a hard deadline of March 31st and a whole bunch of folks in trouble and in jeopardy of losing. On the eviction end, cases are starting to pick up a bit. It looks like we're on a pace for about 20,000 cases this year. I was just looking at those numbers this morning. It's not anything magical. You can just go on the website with the 36th District Court and look at how many cases are filed and what have you. And plus, we're in court like every day. So we know that the numbers are picking up. With the moratoriums having ended end of August last year, there was somewhere on the order of about 1,400 cases that have been applied where there's been applications for orders for the bailiffs to do evictions, and that's picking up as well. You know, back to normal is not a good thing necessarily for those issues.
Yeah, the COVID-19 pandemic has been harmful and destructive in many ways, but could it be positive in this narrow instance, given the way it's allowed for people in power to rethink foreclosure and eviction and allowed for that influx of cash for new programs?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Certainly on the eviction end, the city stepped up, and I give them credit for that. The Duggan administration in July and August of 2020, and they enabled not just the Housing Coalition, but other organizations that we partnered with as well, to be able to have attorneys in district court every day in every courtroom. That's like unheard of. I've done this work since 1986, actually 1984, but 86 with the coalition, and that's never been the case. I mean, we've always been in a situation where, you know, if somebody got to your office, you were able to get in court and represent them. Got a little bit better than that a few years back when we opened a clinic at the court, but even then we couldn't be there for every case. So since August, September of 2020, we've had enough to at least have somebody there, not enough money to have every single person who needed it get an attorney. And that's the next step. That's what we really need to do, to have every person who is low income and in jeopardy of being displaced to have counsel. 85-90% of the landlords have counsel, so it's kind of being fair. But it has been, but we have learned, I think, that how bad evictions are. And, you know, during COVID, of course, it's not only a matter of losing everything, mm-hmm. but, you know, the health and safety aspects of it kind of hit home in a big way. But we shouldn't be going back to losing everything being okay.
Yeah, no. And to go back to one of your earlier points, how important is it, and what kind of difference does it make for people facing foreclosure and eviction to have adequate representation for them?
Well, certainly in terms of foreclosure, it makes all the difference in the world. I mean, I think that, you know, that pre-COVID, you'd see cases that would go before the court with, you know, all of maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes allotted for them to be heard. I mean, you know, tenants and land contract purchasers and others going before the court, you know, they don't know the magical words to say, even basic stuff. And so it makes all the difference in the world. Even when there's not a, you know, a lot of legal defenses to a particular case, and in every case there's not going to be necessarily, but even when there's not, you know, having an attorney there to negotiate something with the other side, and it's very often to the benefit of the landlords. One of the things we've seen during COVID absolutely has been the benefit that attorneys for tenants have had to the landlords, because they've managed to move things along quicker, to make sure that the programs that the tenants qualified for, they got into, that the landlords got paid. So, you know, I think that's been a side benefit that it's kind of gone missed, that, you know, I had a landlord the other day that was like $15,000 being paid that could have well fell between the cracks if there wasn't somebody there shepherding the case through. Mm-hmm. And so it's, in many instances, it's sort of beneficial to both sides. On the foreclosure end, it isn't necessarily so much with an issue of attorneys getting involved in the matters, because there's a lot of administrative things that can be done, such as if you're in the city of Detroit and you're low income, you qualify for a poverty tax exemption. It's called a HOPE exemption in Detroit. If you qualify for that, then basically it puts you on a path for having your home removed from tax foreclosure.